and I was singing the chorus about I want to know you like a father and a lover and a friend. And I felt this weird, it was a weird pressure. Like, I'm not sure I want to go there. Like, I don't know if somebody was singing that and being like, but the father that I knew was not kind. And the father that I knew was not good. And he didn't love me the way that he should, or he hurt me or whatever. So I felt this resistance to go there, this resistance to sing that. But I'm telling you, there's a father in the room. There's a father in the room. There's a lover in the room. There's a friend in the room this morning, Jesus. I think about the way that my dad looks at me. My dad's good. I got a good dad. I think about the way my husband looks at me. I got a good husband. Man, he looks at me like I hung the stars and the moon and I didn't do crap. I think about my friends, Michaela, Andrea, Kristen, Kayla back here, Ashley, all these people that are my tribe, that are my friends. I think about the way that they look at me, the way they see me, the way they know so many deep things about me. They know the darkest of the dark about me. Each of those three different groups of people know the darkest of the dark things about me. And that has never, ever changed the way that their eyes look at me. The way that their eyes look at me with so much love, with so much invitation, like, share it with me. Share it with me. I'll help you hold it. I'll help you hold it. And I feel like there's a person in the room, Jesus. We've been talking about the person, Holy Spirit. There's a person in the room, Jesus, who is inviting you to push into that. You may not have the same kind of experience that I have, where I have those groups that I can look at and I can literally see a physical example of those things. You may have had a nasty dad. You may have had a jerk of a dad or a jerk of a husband or whatever. You may have had that. But God is here to show you. Jesus is here to show you a father who loves you more than anything. A father that Jimmy Lovejoy talked about over the last two nights, that gave his only son for you. Gave his only son, a lover who has seen every intimate part of you. And who, even the parts that are not so great, who still loves you more than anything. A friend who is willing to hold your arms up when you can't hold your arms up anymore. So I just encourage you. I just want to sing the chorus one more time. And I just want you to push into that. If you were the one who was thinking like, that's weird. My dad was not good. I don't want to think of Jesus like my dad. That's okay. Think of him like Jesus, because that's who he is. He's kind. He's kind. He's kind. He's kind. And he's good. And he's worthy. So we're just going to sing that chorus one more time. I want to know you.
Just like a friend.
One more time.
I